I'm calling this meeting of the Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission to order for the January 6, 2022, first meeting we have 2022. The first order of business is to approve the meeting minutes for the December 2nd, 2021 meeting. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I make a motion to approve the December 2nd, 2021 meeting minutes.
Is there a second?
This is Eileen. I make a motion to second the approval of the minutes.
Thank you. And so without objection, the meeting minutes are approved for the December 2nd, 2021 meeting. For the irregular agenda, oops, let me make sure I'm looking at the right thing here. For our regular agenda, we have the petition of the City of Savannah for the Yamacra Art Park renaming. Staff will do the presentation and then we will have the petitioner. Are you there, Leah?
Yep, I was just getting myself set up.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Are you seeing my screen?
I see it. There's a child. There's a smiling child on my screen.
Oh, you're not supposed to see that. All right. He is cute, though.
Okay. I see it.
So now you're seeing the aerial map, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. The applicant is requesting approval to rename Yamacra Art Park, located between West Bay Street to the north, Ann Street to the east, West Bryan Street to the south, and Palm Street to the west. A request to change the name from Yamacra Art Park to Yamacra Square, as per the applicant, in quotes, would better describe the function it's intended to serve, a central gathering space for the neighborhood, and would tie this green space to other public green spaces downtown. With regard to the standards for Article E for naming and renaming of public property, the criteria and requirements, the name commemorates, I'm going to show you some site photos that we took. The name commemorates local history, places, events, and culture, and will strengthen neighborhood identity. I'm just going to scroll some of these through some of these pictures. It was early in the morning, so the sun is shining. Okay. That's from the other side of West Bay. Names assigned to existing public property within the city where duplication of the name is likely to lead to confusion. Staff is not aware of any other existing public property with this name. With regard to renaming of public property, in the instance of a park, playground, trail, recreational area, the applicant is supposed to include a statement of reasons supporting the renaming request. This is the city requesting the name change. And per the applicant, the name change, again, quote, will better describe the function as a park and square intended to serve a central gathering space for the neighborhood and would tie this green space to other public green spaces downtown. Also required is, I'm just going to show this again, a thorough discussion regarding the history of the property, including all prior names associated, an endorsement by the current mayor and at-large alderman or the alderman for the district. And we did not receive those two items. So when we show you the recommendation, we'll show you the conditions we're proposing there. We did properly notice the public as required, and we did not receive any comments. With regard to staff's recommendation, we are recommending that the Historic Site Monument Commission recommend approval to Savannah City Council with the following conditions. And that's one, to provide information regarding the history and all, if any, prior names of the property. And two, provide an endorsement by the mayor, an at-large alderman, or the alderman representing the district in which the property is located. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Leah. So I do have, so we will direct those, I'm going to assume the petitioner will address those issues. I have one other question, and I did read through this submission. And one of the requirements is that 51% of the residents abutting the property would agree to this. Is that correct?
There is a standard, but being city property, my apologies. I'm trying to remember which.
There it is right there. Has that standard been met?
We did not receive anything about that, but I'm not sure that would apply to the city property. It does say public property. So Mr. Yeah. Shearhouse is online, so I think we could ask him.
Okay, so we'll wait. We'll wait on that question. I'll reserve that question. Does anyone have questions? Does any of the rest of the board have questions of staff?
Mr. Chair, this is John.
Yeah, John, go ahead.
All right, thank you very much. Leah, I got a quick question for you. And it's more so of a point of clarification. We're just making a recommendation to City Council, correct?
I mean, that's my understanding because this is city property. So technically, it's public property. So usually when it's public property, it's City Council that makes that final determination.
Right, and the only reason I ask that is, and this question probably should have been brought up when we were redoing the master plan and all of the bylaws, I guess last year, roughly, is why would if we're only making a recommendation to City Council, then why would a member of council, mayor, or councilor mayor need to endorse it? Does that make sense?
Well,
I understand that the recommendation states that it has to have a recommendation. That's one of the guidelines. I understand that. But my question and
go ahead.
Go ahead, Leah.
And this is normally so that it's not just arbitrarily brought before you all.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that there is some understanding that there is some support for this beforehand, is my understanding of why there's this requirement for public property.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it has been my assumption that it doesn't require a majority of the city council. It just requires the at large alder person or alder person representing the district. And then it still would have to get a majority vote in city council after our recommendation. Any other questions of staff by the board? There's no further questions. We'll hear from the petitioner.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. I hope you all can you all. Okay, great. I was making sure you all can hear me. I'm here today with I'm Joseph Shearhouse with the City of Savannah. I work in the City Manager's office. I'm also joined by Gordon Denny, the director of our Greenscapes Department. Appreciate you hearing the petition today. I'd just like to address a few comments that have been made. First, I apologize that you did not receive the endorsement of Alderman Leggett and the 51% approval of signatures for adjacent property owners. Both those documents are available and have been met, and we certainly would appreciate contingency being added to your vote of approval to receive those documents directly after this meeting. But I assure you both of those requirements have been met and are available for your review now. Just a little bit of history on the petition itself. The city engaged in some work that I'll have Mr. Denny tell you more about in just a moment within this particular park when a conversation arose between him and the residents about why the park was not called a square and was referred to as a park instead of a square, which Mr. Denny you know, had a conversation with the residents, and they would prefer a square being the name of this particular location. So that set forth the initiative to come to you to request this name change. With all of that, I'll let Mr. Denny take it from here and tell you about some of the groundwork we've done putting this petition together. In particular, the survey that we did of the residents that's received overwhelming support, and a little bit more detail about some of the park improvements that took place at Yamacraw Art Park. With that, Gordon Dennery, Director of Greenscapes.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Joseph. As you said, I'm Gordon Dennery, Director of the Greenscapes Department for the City of Savannah. As some of you may be aware, a while back, we took on an initiative to try to find funding to restore the Yamacraw, what's called now the Yamacraw Art Park. It had fallen into disarray, and a lot of damage and graffiti and other issues to the park. So we found a funding source at the beginning of last year, and as we started working our way through the restoration, as Joseph said, the question had come up, why is this not a square? So here we are. We have to date restored some landscaping, the block walls, the fountains back up and running, it's clean again. We've got additional furnishings we're now working on. We've restored or recreated the historic panels. Some of them have been stolen, so we've got those. Those are going to go out to a fabricator as soon as we select one, who will then recreate them, and we'll have them reinstalled and protected this time with a different mechanism to kind of keep them from being vandalized so much. We're also refinishing the banner supports, the bronze banner supports, as well as the children statuary and the fountain. All of this work we've been doing alongside Jerome Meadows, who was the original artist for the project. He's been a key player since the beginning, and one of the people who asked the question alongside our conservationists of why it is not called a square. So that's why we've come before this process, asking it to be renamed as a square. Just for the record, we also engaged the First Bryan Baptist Church, and the response was overwhelming, over 150 responses in favor of wanting this thing renamed a square. I believe they understand the importance of what the term square means in this town as far as a gathering space, a community space, and a connectivity to the greater fabric of the historic district. So those are the reasons we're seeking the request.
Thank you. Thank you both. Gordon, I just wanted to, I know you and I have spoken, I've been advocating for, you know, something, this park to be refurbished, and I know that there's a number of community representatives that have really been hands-on in getting this, and I just want to commend you for your perseverance through this, and really this is really an important moment to get this park refurbished, so I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I just also want to just take 2 seconds to commend Joe. I know that I saw that he was appointed to serve as Director of Policy and Intergovernmental Affairs. So I just wanted to congratulate Joe on the record here. So congratulations, Joe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the acknowledgement.
I do have a couple of questions, though, before I let the rest of the board, just a point of clarity, because it's, you know, it's really important that we do things, you know, by the books. That way, you know, once a decision is made, there's no going back and sort of, you know, there are no questions left hanging. My first question off the bat is, I wanted to know if this is technically a naming or a renaming. Was there ever an official naming of that park, or is it just sort of colloquially referred to as the Yamacraw Art Park because of that art installation?
So thank you for that, Mr. Chairman. This is Joseph Sherhouse here. To answer that question, this is actually a renaming. This is classified as a renaming because we have determined, we have on official city record, this park being called Yamacraw Art Park. Through some previous naming petitions that y'all heard in the past, it can be a difficult determination for us to make in certain situations whether a area has a permanent legal name or is just a name referred to commonly in common language by the community. And what we do in that situation is we contact both our city attorney and our director of municipal archives, who goes through and looks for documentation, city documentation, of how the particular location is referred to as, and the two of them determine whether it has an appropriate name or not. I'll give you one quick recent example, which was the Ridgewood Park. You may remember that petition recently. That was not a renaming. That was a naming, because we could find no historic record of that park having any name at all. However, it was referred to both as Candler Park, was one term used there, and also the other name escapes me. There was two, Lamora Heights Park, but no official record could be used to justify it being termed as a renaming. In brief, this particular petition is classified as a renaming.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that clarification. Thank you for that. And my other, just one other question, I'll bundle the two questions into one. There's the issue of the 51% of the property owners or people who live around the property. And also Gordon mentioned over 150 supporters had expressed, or 150 people had expressed support. It's really meaningful when we as a board can see that. I absolutely trust you on that, but I'm curious as to why that didn't come here before we are here now. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time. It really makes it a lot easier for us to make a decision. Sure. When we can see that.
Sure. Actually, you know, I have all what we did was we did a flyer survey to the housing authority, and they distributed them to their residents surrounding the area. We gave a number to the First Bryan Baptist Church so they could get some feedback from their congregation. We got our responses. We also did it online, and we did get our responses. I do have them all on file. I just neglected to attach it to the original document when I sent it in, but I do have that. What you'll see is, you know, of the responses that we received, over 70% were positive. So there wasn't a substantial number of residents. You're looking at probably a total of, I think it's 35, about 45 responses. Some of them online, some of them are non-residents, so they had to be excluded. We required that they give us addresses and such. And then of the 35 flyers we received back from the housing authority, 23 wanted the square. We gave it an option of just Yamacraw Park, which 8 chose, and then leaving it as Yamacraw Art Park 2. So out of that, you know, it was about 69-70% wanting the renaming. And then, like I said, the congregants of the Baptist Church that fronts that space overwhelmingly supported the idea to rename it.
Okay, I appreciate that clarification.
And I will send those over. I'll drop them off at MPC if that's helpful. I'm right outside.
And Mr. Chairman, to your point, I want to assure you that moving forward, all of our applications will have the material you've requested now, any survey material, and we'll also have any required material during that initial application process. So we'll get those to y'all now. We'll literally deliver them to the office at this moment. And moving forward, we'll make sure that you have the ability to review those prior to requesting your vote.
Okay, I really appreciate that. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but it is, you know, it's significant. This is, you know, renaming of a square is significant, and it's helpful when we can hear the, you know, public input. And I absolutely trust what you're saying. But it is always concerning when there's no, especially if we're doing this virtually, if there's no members of the public to speak, and you know, have the utmost respect for Alderman Leggett, but if he's not here, you know, we're just going on trust here, and it's, I absolutely trust you, but you understand the point of the question then. Anyone else, any other board members have questions of the petitioner?
This is Ashley. I have sort of a silly question. If this is renamed as a square, will it officially be considered a square? So will it be on a map, like, and considered one of the historic squares, or is that just kind of a semantics issue?
There we go. Sorry, we're muted. So to answer your question, it will show up as a square. It will be its technical name. For a point of reference, we actually have two squares across the river, Bryan Square and Tomachichi Square, which are signed and technically called squares as well. They're not of the 24 original, but the name and the precedence exist to have outside of the original 24 named. We will show it as an adjacent green space like we do Emmett Park, Morrell, and other areas within the historic district.
Thank you.
Anyone else have questions of the petitioner?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Director Denny, I got a quick question for you. I know it's a basic semantic question in terms of verbiage as to whether or not it's a park or a square, and both yourself and Mr. Shearhouse have both pointed out that it has better significance in terms of if you will notoriety to residents and visitors throughout the city of Savannah. But in terms of greenscape's focus, does a park get better focus, if you will, if it's named a square or if it's named a park?
No. All of our public spaces are taken care of according to the highest standard based on being a public space, not by name.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the board? There are no more questions. I'll entertain any discussion if there needs to be, or a motion. Pardon me. We're doing this virtually, so I'm out of whack. Are there any members of the public here to speak on this? My apologies. If we have any members of the public to speak, use the raise your hand feature. Do we know? Are there anybody signed up to speak?
Anthony Maxwell.
Mr. Maxwell, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. If you could just state your name for the record, which we already did, and your affiliation, if any, the floor is yours.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for having me. My name is Anthony Maxwell. I am with the Yamacraw Restoration Project, and we are a group of professionals from across the nation that have joined with First Bryan Baptist Church and other city leaders to restore historic Yamacraw Village. So what we have done is that we've worked with the city, with the mayor and the city manager recently. We had a wonderful explosion of what we call Christmas in Yamacraw. And the focus of was to bring positive energy to Yamacraw Village. And so the square was one of the main things that we had all of our events in. And so we just wanted to let you guys know that First Bryan Baptist Church has been in the community since 1788, and they are in strong, complete support of the square being, of the park being called a square, so that it can receive the same attention that the other squares receive throughout the city of Savannah. And we did submit those 150 plus surveys from the church members, as well as people within the community. And so if the city also needs additional information about the history of the square in and of itself, or that particular space, we would be more than willing from First Bryan to submit that information, because it does have a long, long, rich history of being a part of the city of Savannah.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Are there any other members of the public who wish to speak?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, this is Joseph Sherhouse. I believe Alderman Leggett is on the line.
Okay.
I would like to just echo his support, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. How you doing, Mr. Chairman?
Not bad. Good to hear
you. All right. I'd like to thank everyone in attendance. And this has been a sensitive issue. And I look forward to celebrating this opportunity that we have for renaming this park to be a wonderful opportunity, not only for the church, but as we revitalize and rebuild the community, this is something for us to rebuild around. And I think that this has been a long time coming, and I appreciate the church for bringing it to the forefront. And I thank Joe Sherhouse and the staff of the city for doing their due diligence to get all the information right. And I really appreciate you guys even hearing us. And I think, you know, just to be the representative of this community, it's going to give us some, this enlighten a lot for us. So for all the people that had apprehensions about, you know, this moving forward, this is actually going to be a very good thing. They didn't know what to do with it. So just to make it what it is now, it's a good opportunity for all of us. And I appreciate each and every one of you on the board for helping us with this endeavor.
I appreciate you. Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time. It always makes our job easier when we know that there's this kind of support behind it. So thank you for taking the time.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. And I'll leave it open to any members of the public, if there's any additional members of the public that wish to speak on this issue.
Lorraine Benton.
Yes. Are you there?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes. Could you just state your name and your affiliation, if any, for the record, and the floor is yours.
Okay, yes. My name is Lorraine Benton. I am actually a member of First Bryan Baptist Church. That's my home church, born and raised. And I'm also a member of the First Bryan Baptist Church CDC. Speaking on the behalf of myself and my mother, Georgia W. Benton, and our family, you know, we do appreciate the city and Alderman Leggett and just the community coming around not only Yamacraw Village as a community and historically Black community, but also around the church, and just working with us to actually bring this endeavor to light. There is a lot of history surrounding Yamacraw Village, and not just this particular square, that needs to be and should be maintained, especially as the community is really the only longstanding predominantly Black neighborhood left within the city of Savannah, but in particular in the downtown historic district. You know, we appreciate this honor, and you know, we make ourselves available as not only the members of the church, but also the members of the Yamacraw Village Association and the First Bryan Baptist Church CDC to assist the city and work with the city as we work together in plotting out the future of Yamacraw Village. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to let us know your thoughts on the record. Thank you. Are there
Jerome
any?
Meadows?
Yes, Mr. Meadows, how are you? Are you there? Maybe we're having technical problems.
Mr. Meadows, are you self-muted?
No, I thought I took it off mute.
Oh, we can hear you now.
Oh, can you? Fantastic.
Yes, just okay. If you could state your name and your affiliation, if any, the floor is yours.
Sure. The name is Jerome Meadows, and as previously mentioned, I am the artist designer of Yamakura Square. And I just wanted to give a little context in terms of how this came about from my point of view. I was commissioned in 1997 to come to Savannah and create a park that would function as a square. And that's the way it was sort of presented at that time. So I took it upon myself to basically visit and spend time in each of the existing squares in Savannah to get a good idea of how they function. And I noticed that there was seemed to be two primary ways in which they serve their the local area and the community at large. One was regarded as a outdoor living room where people could gather and just sort of enjoy the space and enjoy each other. But with Savannah having such a rich historical record, the squares also tended to speak to that history. So applying that to Yamakura, and that Yamakura being specifically in what is a predominantly African-American community and having First Bryan Baptist Church there. And in fact, one of the main objectives was to pay honor to that church. I designed the square with the intention that it would function in that same manner. And just not to be too detailed about it or not to be too lengthy about it, Bryan Street is a one-way residential street. So the children dancing in the fountain, the trees there provide the living room aspect, if you will. On the opposite side, Bay Street, are the banner supports, which were intended and at one point served the function of banners announcing to traffic whizzing by on Bay Street that there's a community here, there's a village here, there's a church here, there's activities that they might want to come back and visit. And within the center of that, those panels that have been mentioned basically were to provide a historical accounting of the history of Yamakura Square that would be enjoyed by locals and people coming from outside of the community, sharing that history together and developing more of a mutual respect for the African-American history that is unfairly, sorely overlooked. And I say that because the pain of this project was to see the square, the park, go into disarray and remain that way after multiple attempts for a decade. So to have it now being restored is fantastic at the very least. And why not take it all the way back to what it was intended to be, which is comparable to any of the square in the city of Savannah. So I welcome your support of this petition.
Thank you, sir. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming to speak on the record and explain this, because your artwork is obviously the centerpiece of this this space, and that was really meaningful. I really appreciate you saying speaking on the record for us.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public here to speak?
I don't believe we have any other hands.
Okay. Are we sure? I don't want to leave anybody out. I almost hopped.
Yeah, we do not have any.
Okay. I just want to say again, I appreciate all the members of the public coming to speak on the record, spending your time. It just makes our job a lot easier in our decision-making process when we know where the community stands on these issues. Now, I will entertain any board discussion if need be, or a motion. Does anyone have any discussion, comments? Questions, further questions?
Mr. Chairman, this is Lisa.
Lisa, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank everybody who's been working on this project, and I appreciate the restoration of Jerome Meadows' sculpture as well. I would just wanted to add, in 2016, I hosted an online survey for the bridge renaming. And Yamakura was in the top four. I think it was the fourth most popular name out of 5,000 votes. So I think even though we're not hearing, we didn't see the voting or the, you know, on the record of all the people who supported, I think a lot of people besides the people in the Yamacraw Village are going to support this.
There's renaming. Broad support, yeah. It makes sense. Makes sense to me. Thanks, Lisa.
That's all.
Any other comments or discussion from the board or motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to accept staff's recommendations. Thank you, Leah. And it, if I'm not mistaken, the conditions have already actually been met, correct?
I think that, Leah, you could answer that. I mean, I do want to make sure that if we are making a motion to approve, that it's clear that we're, you know, covering all the bases here.
Yeah. Because I think this is a great project, so I just want to make sure that I have the correct verbiage of the motion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could also just make a motion to approve staff recommendation. You don't have to read it all. But Leah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So number one, I would say, you know, we have that on the record now, and it'll be part of the public record in the minutes. Same with number two, because Alderman Leggett spoke.
Yes.
And as for the 51%, if Mr. Shearhouse can email that to me, then should be all set.
Yeah. So from everything that I've heard from the city, whether it be Director Denny, Mr. Shearhouse, Alderman Alderman Leggett, it seems like there's no need in the motion to include the two conditions. So I make a motion to accept staff's recommendations that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval of to the City Council of the renaming of
Could I make a suggestion?
My motion says to recommend that we
approve. Hold on. Let me make it really, let's make this simple. If I could make a recommendation, if you could just make a motion to approve staff recommendation, that way we can make sure it's clear. Is that acceptable to you?
Well, the only thing is because one and two have already been cleared. So
I would like to make sure that we have all our bases covered. If we can just leave that, let's not carve out exceptions. I think that I just want to make sure we're doing this all the right way. I mean, Leah, do you suggest we leave those out? I would just say, let's make a motion to approve staff recommendation and move along, because I absolutely trust Joe and Mr. Shearhouse and Director Denny. I just want to make sure we're not kneecapping ourselves. I mean, I don't know, Pam, do you have a suggestion? I just want to make sure we're covering all the
bases. I see where you're coming from, Christopher, but from my understanding, at least from the previous from all the speakers that we heard, those two recommendations have been met.
Sure, we want to just make sure that they're being met. So I think that we just need to make sure that we're approving staff recommendation.
My motion then is to approve staff recommendation for the proposed rename of Yamacraw Art Park to Yamacraw Square.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is there a second?
This is Ashley. Second.
We'll go down the list as we do, and just tell me how you vote. Sean, how do you vote?
Yes.
Eileen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Tom, how do you vote?
Yes.
Lisa, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Ashley, how do you vote?
Yes.
And the motion is approved. Thank you. Sean, and I apologize. I wasn't trying to be difficult about this. I just, it does give me pause that we didn't have all of this before the meeting was set. And so I just want to make sure we're covering all our bases.
No, Mr. Chairman, I completely understand where you're coming from.
Okay. I wasn't trying to be difficult.
You are not trying to be difficult. I completely understand where you're coming from. I see all sides to it. Like I said, I just viewed it as, well, definitely have the endorsement because he specifically spoke. So,
yes, no, that was just my, absolutely.
That was just my personal view.
I agree. Okay. No, for without further ado, we have the third item on the agenda is our petition of Kayla Duggar. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. For the 15. Okay, for the 1512 Bull Street. I'm sorry, for 1512 Bull Street, the street and courtyard mural. And we will hear from staff first and then from the petitioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right, so the applicant is requesting approval for the installation of a mural at 1512 Bull Street. This is the Matadora Apartments, the new apartment building. So we broke this into two different reviews because they're two very distinct looking murals. So the first one we're going to look at is the two red sections here, the notes. So inside of this courtyard and then over here on Drayton Street. This is Drayton Street. Get in closer for you. And then this is the main wall in the courtyard, and then the flanking walls in the courtyard. The mural is proposed to be an abstract floral motif within the courtyard, as I mentioned, done by a local Savannah artist and SCAG graduate, Kevin Bongang, and I apologize if I'm saying that wrong. The mural will aim to highlight the brand of the Matadora and bring some new color to the surrounding community. The dimensions of all the walls vary from 19 feet in height to 10 to 20 feet long. Per the applicant, I'm just going to go back to this one. This is a quote from the applicant. We were influenced by the energy of Bull Street to build the Matador's brand. We wanted to be bold and we wanted to encourage people to leave their mark. Our team likes the idea of taking this sentiment outside of our walls. Savannah is made up of creatives and artists. We want to inspire and give local folks an opportunity to literally leave their mark on the city. We have street vinyls on 31st Street that are going to work really well with Kevin's mural in the courtyard. The Drayton site currently has no signage or markers. Adding some art will be a wonderful way to activate that side. Regarding the standards for the mural policy and the mural theme, the theme is staff does has determined that the theme is respectful to the greater context of the community, including historic context and sociocultural contexts. The mural complies with the Georgia obscenity laws and does not contain advertisement. The installation should enhance the building and be incorporated architecturally. Staff has determined that the mural complements the entrances and is incorporated into the architecture. The mural will not cover or detract from any significant features. And just for your information, this is a local historic district, the streetcar historic district. However, this is a new construction building, so there aren't any concerns about painting a mural on the brick of a non-historic building. Murals should be located in a mixed-use area, which this is. Neighborhood support or opposition should be taken into consideration. I'm gonna read another quote. Allison Hall, who is a local artist in the Scarland District, said that these murals feel action-oriented, much like Bull Street. We also got feedback from Juliana Lupacino, I always say that wrong, who said that the colors are vibrant and have good contrast and believes that this will be a good photos. She also stated she doesn't believe that there is messaging like this in any other mural in the Starland District and stated that it would be a huge win for the area. To staff's knowledge, there are no other murals in the immediate vicinity that would conflict with this one. Obviously, our second mural here will be on this building, however, on the other side, and can't even be viewed in the same context. Mural is an original design, and the state from the statement from the artist is, the focus is spreading a message of love and asserting your presence as an individual in what one loves to do. The proposed paint, they listed it as a combination of aerosol and exterior wall paint. As you all know, murals are required to be weatherproof and have a vandalism resistant coating. That information wasn't provided with the submittal packet, so we did want to require that. So they did provide a few examples of the artist's work. And they said that he is experienced and has completed numerous projects of similar size and scale. You can see a couple of them here. Oh, these are just pictures of the building. So here's the examples. The applicant is funding the work and it will be responsible for the upkeep. It's estimated at $9,000. Staff recommends approval with the following condition: to be submitted to staff for review and approval within 45 business days. And that is to apply a weatherproof and vandal resistant coating and to provide the specification. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Leah. Are there any questions of staff from the board?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
Thank you. Leah, real quick, and this will probably also overlap into the question for the applicant as well, but the picture that you showed, that you had up on the screen for the majority of your presentation, of the door with the outlay around it. Yeah, any of those, that works. Is this an after the fact, or is this just how the artist rendering was done?
So it looks like it was drawn over the photographs. Because okay. It matches the photographs exactly. So like if you were to see the photograph there.
Okay.
You can see
that's what I thought.
It's not after the fact.
Okay. Awesome. I love that. And that's a really awesome original way to come up with the here's your artist rendering thing. So, okay, that's all the questions I had for staff. Thank you.
Any other questions of staff from the board? There's no other questions. We will move. Thank you, Leah. We'll move to the petitioner. If the petitioner is here, just state your name and your affiliation, and the floor is yours.
Hi there. Thank you all for having me. And this is my first time doing one of these, so sorry.
No problem.
I appreciate that. My name is Kayla Duggar, and I'm the creative director for Lat Purser and Associates. This is specifically working with our apartment development side, which is called My Niche. The Matadora is our third property in Savannah. We really love working in Savannah. I try and, so part of my job is I have the fun job. I get to name the buildings and then do all the branding associated with it. What we do try and prioritize with each market that we are in is we want to work with local artists. And we have some, we've worked with, Clinton Edminster from Starlandia Supply on the Starland construction fence project. Yes. And he was able to provide us with a couple of recommendations for artists to help us sort of activate. The building is beautiful, but it is very tan. And we just wanted to be able to activate it and to be able to work with two really, really talented artists is a win-win for us. And to answer your question about the mock-up, yes, it is literally just he drew on the photograph to show what it would look like.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, it's a good perspective drawing there.
Yeah.
I just want to, first of all, just commend you. We, of course, know Clinton. This board knows Clinton well. He's been in front of the board a number of times. But I just wanted to commend you for using local artists. That I it's very much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Does anyone of the board have any questions of the petitioner?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Again, this is a great mural idea. I love how it's basically exploding out of the entryway, whether it be the doorway or the window, which whatever have you. And also the way to submit the artist rendering, I think, is genius. I love that idea. My question is, it was alluded to in the staff presentation that it's going to be very colorful. What are there going to be additional colors added to the mural, or is it just going to be like this? And if so, what are they? So on and so forth.
I can't answer that fully. It's not going to be. It'll be more colorful than this. This is. I think you just used an ink pen for that. But also, I appreciate your compliments of the on the mural. I have to say that's all Kevin. I can't take any credit for that. I'm not super sure on the colors that he's wanting to use. I can get that answer for you. But we are going to ask that he stays like close to our brand, which is going to be like blacks and whites and that really like loud red that we have. So I'm probably anything that's going to complement that. I hope that answers your question.
Sean, just to clarify too, it was the same quote for both murals. And okay. You'll see that the second mural is very colorful. So the quote may have been referring to the whole package or to the other mural as well.
Oh, okay, thank you. That helps. I appreciate that. So just to make sure then for the petitioner, there's going to be color most likely white, black, and the vibrant red that is essentially in the flowers that are on the windows right now, correct?
Yes.
As close to that anyway.
Yes. Okay. I'm assuming he's probably going to use a couple of additional colors. That's kind of his style, but we are asking that it's close to our brand, so it complements what we've already done.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions of the petitioner?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, Kayla. Big recommendation is to, since that's new brick, to contact the brick manufacturer and see what primer will works the best with that brick, because you really want it to stick and you want it to remain there for a long time.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate that. I hadn't thought to do that.
Yeah. Thanks, Lisa. I always say this, but this is why we have an artist on the board. So we can know these things. Lisa, was that all?
Yeah, that was all. I do like that you're going to stick to your brand with the colors, and you do have a dream job. That's a pretty awesome job you have.
I know that, Lisa. Appreciate that. Pretty cush.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Any other questions of the petitioner from the board? I have a brief question. Does the artist happen to be here?
He is not here, no.
Okay, that's too bad. I always say this, I'm a broken record on this, but it's always helpful when the artist, I know they can't always participate, but it's always helpful when the artist can participate in this. That way we do have any technical questions.
I had the same thought as I was listening to the other petitioner. I was like, yeah, I am not as prepared.
It's okay. I mean, we're not going to hold your feet to the pirates, but it's always helpful though. In case and just to hear feedback from like Lisa's, but not a problem. We won't hold it against you.
I appreciate that.
Just want to make sure there's no other further questions of the petitioner. I do have a, I'm going to go back to Leah, and I apologize. I'm backtracking a little bit. Leah, and I may have missed this. Were there any public comments, or did we receive any comment or letters or emails or anything like that?
So there was just the ones that I read in there from the other couple artists, but we did receive a phone call about half hour ago from someone named Philip Milano, and
I'm here.
I'm guessing. I'm sorry?
I'm here.
Oh, he's okay. Here. Okay. So okay, I'll let you do that with the public.
Okay. Yep. Well, hold on just 1 second. We'll open it up to you, sir. Okay. I just wanted to see. Leah, was that?
So no, nobody else that I'm aware of.
Okay. Alderman Leggett is still here.
Okay, great. We will now actually open it up. I will open it up to public comment. And Mr. Leggett, I will go ahead and give you the first word. If you want to go ahead, the floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And how you doing, Kayla? Again, thank you guys for allowing us to come before you as a representative of the Thomas Square and Victorian neighborhoods. We didn't get any opposition about this, and I do give my support to this because I think it's going to be tasteful and it's going to be colorful and it brings a lot of bright art to our community, especially for the Starling area. My only question to the artist, and I wish that the artist was here also, but what type of time will we have with the paint once the paint is applied and the primer is applied? And how long will that be on the brick before it start to break down? We just wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to start peeling and it didn't take away from the decor of the building. But other than that, we didn't have any opposition from any of the neighborhood associations, either Thomas Square or North Victorian neighborhoods, to send anything in to myself about this building. And I look forward to this building being a part of our neighborhood family. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Alderman Leggett. I appreciate you hanging on here and letting us know. Like I say, this always makes our job easier. So I appreciate you taking the time. Kayla, do you know the answer to that question? That's kind of why we asked to do the weatherproofing and vandalism resistant coating.
Right.
Would you respond to that?
I don't know the answer to that, but we are happy to. I mean, we'll definitely contact the brick manufacturer, and we will do the weatherproof and vandalism resistant coating, whatever we need to do. My good job is on the line.
Your brand isn't peeling paint, but yeah, I mean, he makes a good point though. I mean, and that's something that we do talk about every time something like this comes up, because for whatever reason, it's not always something that is considered, but it always needs to have a vandalism code, vandalism and weatherproofing. It makes it easier to clean if it gets scuffed up or sprayed on, and it also helps it from deteriorating.
I appreciate all those comments, and I'm actually I'm learning more than I thought I was going to in today's meeting. This is great for me.
Glad to be of assistance. So we are still in the public comment period. If there is the individual that indicated that he had called NPC, I apologize, I don't know your name, but I'm going to give you the floor, and if you could just state your name for the record and your affiliation, if any.
Philip Milano. I have an adjoining property, and I was mailed a letter regarding what's going on there today.
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
So I'm just kind of curious. It's a brand new building. And I want to know, I mean, sorry, what would stop other people now from wanting to do the same thing? Do you have a limit on how many people can put murals up? I mean, you know, if other properties in the neighborhood want to do the same thing, you know, it's sort of like somebody gets a tattoo, everybody wants a tattoo. I just want to know what's involved. What if somebody that has an apartment in the building wants to do the same thing? Is there a limit that says is there somebody that says they can't do it or can do it, you know?
So we don't generally get into back and forth questions, but I mean, Leah, if you want to respond to that, I mean, I don't know that there is a specific limit to murals, but that's sort of why we have these public forums, so individuals can express their support or opposition.
I'm kind of lost. Is it the Matador property owners that are doing this? Is it somebody that has a vested interest in the property themselves that is doing, you know, who's behind the project?
We are the owners, just to step in.
Yeah, the owners are. Leah, go ahead, Leah.
Sorry. It is the property owner. There are standards. Well, so just to clarify, this board is the forum for whether people can or cannot have murals. And there is a set of standards, which I sort of went through when I did the presentation. And there is a section in there about, you know, I'm gonna paraphrase, but are there too many, you know, works of art conflicting with each other in one space? But I mean, this is the process for whether somebody can or cannot have a mural. And from my perspective, yeah, I would definitely say one piece of art leads to, you know, more pieces of art. So hopefully, anyway.
I mean, is the possibility exist that instead of having like a person that has one tattoo, the whole arm is tattooed eventually? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, that is what this process is basically. So this is, we're allowing the public to speak. And if enough individuals in the community are opposed to any individual piece of art, that is something that we weigh very highly in our decision. And just to clarify, this is a private property. If it was public property, it would have to go through city council after our recommendation. But because this is on private property, our recommendation would be the recommendation that stands. But that's why we allow a public forum, so individuals can express themselves.
I'm not looking to say yes or no to anybody, or, you know, I'm just questioning. For one thing, I'm just curious. It's a brand new building with brand new brick. I'm just wondering why somebody wants to do this. If this mural says in a courtyard, is any part of these murals facing any of the streets nearby?
Leah, do you want to? I think we went
so
over that.
So you will see from the street, this one faces Drayton Street. So that will be highly visible from Drayton Street. That is on this portion of the building here. This is the courtyard.
Drayton's the next street over from Bull, correct?
Yes, this is Bull Street here. Right. And here's the courtyard. So the mural obviously will be visible from 31st Street.
31st and Drayton.
There are two. So in here and then over here. And then actually our next petition will be for one on this side of the building.
Which would be what street? Hello? Hello.
This right here. It's right here. This is the lane.
It'll be on the lane.
Is the lane on facing Bull Street or?
They're all viewable for the from the public right of way. That's why it's coming before the commission. So all these artworks are visible from the public from a public right of way. So whether it's the lane or the street.
Yeah,
I do want to make sure giving time to everyone. So want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a map in front of me. I just want to know if it would be facing the property that I own.
Well, we don't know where your property is, sir, but there's one on Drayton.
I'm 1514. I'm the next property over. There's the coffee shop there.
Oh, yeah. So the lane one, you're Henny Penny?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So the one on the lane is adjacent to the Henny Penny building.
Has anybody contacted the tenant there? Does she know about this?
We were required to email letters out to property owners within 200-foot radius.
Okay. Okay, well, I wish you luck, whatever you end up doing, and wherever it goes.
Thank you, sir.
I'm all for progress, as long as it's tasteful.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you spending the time to come let us know what you think.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Is there
my apologies, Mr. Chairman. I didn't know that he couldn't see what I was pointing to.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until later on in the conversation.
So my apologies for that.
I think he understands. Are there any other members of the public here to speak?
Does not appear so.
Okay, so Leah, that was the individual that you spoke with earlier that you were indicating.
Bree spoke with him, but yes.
Okay, so I'm not sure if that qualified as a support or opposition, but his comments are on the record. If there is no one else here to speak from the public, we'll entertain a board discussion. If anyone has a discussion or a motion. Questions, comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation as well as add a second condition regarding the color, but the applicant can work that out with staff.
What's the issue with the color?
Well, as stated, there's no known colors right now. It's as this applicant stated, it'll most likely that they want it to stay as close to their brand, which is great because that provides the brand. So it's assumed that, yeah, they're going to keep it as close to the red, black, and white colors. But
so we're like not I said, here. I appreciate
the what I'm saying, Christopher, is so that way it's not like they throw colors in that are way outside of the neighborhood. What's the word I'm looking for? And like I said, that can all be worked through with staff.
So I think that we should have a if we're going to add to the motion, I would promote a discussion because we're not here to evaluate the aesthetics of a, and I want to make sure that Kayla is actually clear on this because we as a board aren't here to evaluate the aesthetics unless there's some sort of obscenity or if it's a commercial signage. So we're not here to tell you which colors to use. And I want to stay away from that if possible.
But don't think according to the master plan, and please correct me if I'm wrong, don't the colors necessarily have to abide by the neighborhood? I can't think of the friggin' word I'm thinking of, but they need to fit in with the aesthetics of the neighborhood. Isn't that part of the master plan and guideline, if I'm not mistaken?
I mean, I think the design itself should fit in with the neighborhood. I don't know. Does anyone have a chime in on that? I'm personally a little bit uncomfortable weighing into the colors and design and telling people how they need to do their mural. Any other comments, Lisa, anyone?
Hey, Christopher, Mr. Chairman, I have a comment.
Sure.
Thankfully, I had internet for about 5 minutes and I was able to see the mural. I just wanted to let everybody know that. I wanted Kayla to know that, to let the artists know that if the artist is going to sign their name, it's got to be at what percentage, Leah? Like, it can't be giant.
Right.
I believe it's 5%, but maybe okay. It was 2%. Might have been 2%. I don't know why it's not in here.
Yeah, I noticed one of the artists finished murals and the signature was really prominent, like almost took away from the mural a little bit. Maybe have that worked in as well.
Yeah, if you all want to add that as a condition, I am happy to further scour the master plan and guidelines to see if they're where that percentage is located.
So along with the same, and I don't want to split hairs because I know I don't want to go down the road, but there have been previous articles written about how I'm anti-art, which I'm not. I love this mural. I just want to make sure that it's going to be kept in guidance with the master planning guidelines. Correct me if I'm wrong, Leah, but doesn't the master plan have a portion where you can't just like throw random colors? And again, I'm all for the colors that she stated. I really like the idea that the applicant is pushing it to where we got to keep it on our brand. I think that's great. So I don't really foresee an issue with it. Maybe I'm just splitting hairs, but I mean, it's got to be make sure the motion has to be made and has to be kept in.
Okay, well, according to
the master plan and guidelines.
She highlighted what it is. It says generally reflective neon and fluorescent paint should not be used. I don't want to give the petitioner the impression that we're telling them what color to paint or if there are any unacceptable colors, because that is not what we're here to do.
But Christopher, we're not. We're saying that to work that out with staff.
There is no working out with staff. It says generally reflective neon and fluorescent paint should not be used. As long as they're not generally reflective neon and fluorescent paints, they are allowed to paint it whatever colors they like.
Exactly.
Okay. The staff recommendation said that it has satisfied all the criteria of the master plan and guidelines. I'm just saying, we have been in these conversations before because there was a previous iteration of this board and we got into a conversation about if it should be bright colors or not bright colors. And that is not our purview. It is not our purview to tell them which colors to paint their mural. As long as it is not generally reflective neon and fluorescent paints, we are not here to approve or not approve a mural based on what color they're painting their mural.
And looking at the second line under the mural should be appropriate within the context of the surrounding neighborhood. That yes. Can also, and I'm not trying to work on this color thing. That very well, and she and Leah right there. That can very well be interpreted again, maybe I'm splitting hairs. I don't want to hold this up. I think it's a great mural idea. I think the city needs a lot more of these. But because we've had this discussion and unfortunately my favorite proposed mural was voted down specifically because of this exact one right here, where the surrounding neighborhood did not like it. I thought it fit perfectly in it. And unfortunately, I voted against that specific proposed mural because the neighborhood was against it. Yes, all of the letters of support for it are for this, but because of this specific sentence right here, the mural should be appropriate within the context of the surrounding neighborhood. That's just what I want to make sure that there's aren't any issues with. Okay. I'm erring 100% on the side of caution.
I'm happy to move this along. Make whatever motion you feel like. I'm happy to put it to a vote. I just wanted to make sure that the petitioner, Kayla, understands that we are not here to redesign the mural or tell anyone what color to paint the mural or to change any individual designs of the mural. That is not in our purview. So I just want to make that really clear. So go ahead and make your motion happen however you like. Anyone's allowed to make a motion at this point. I'm not trying to be difficult, but this is a point of, especially when Kayla said that this is her first time and she's learning a lot. So I just want to make it really as crystal clear as I can that we as a board are not here to redesign the mural or tell the artist what colors to paint it. As long as it's appropriate within the context of the surrounding neighborhood, which it has been determined that it is, and as long as those specific paints are not used. But go ahead with whatever motion. I'd definitely like to move this along.
This is Ashley. I vote make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion to approve staff recommendation as is. Is there a second?
Eileen, second.
There is a second for the motion to approve staff recommendation as is. I'm going to go down the list as we do. Sean, how do you vote?
Yay.
Tom, how do you vote?
Since I'm not anti-art like Sean is, I say yay.
Lisa, how do you vote?
Yes.
Eileen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ashley, how do you vote?
Yes.
The motion passes. Thank you. I love you, Sean. Moving on to the second item on the agenda, which I'm about to pull up. No, we're not on the second one. We're on the fourth one now. This is the petition of Kayla Duggar for 1512 Bull Street Lane Mural. Boy, that sounds familiar.
We've done this before.
We will have staff and then we will have the petitioner.
Yep, so I did separate these because the murals themselves are so different. So I'm not going to get into the weeds on the standards again because it's the same quotes and a lot of those things. So the applicant is requesting approval for the installation of a mural on the lane at the property located at 1512 Bull Street. So same building, but on the lane facade here. Here is the design. And here is the inset brick panel. So this photo is basically taken from the corner at Bull Street, and here's the lane, and Henny Penny is over here. So this is the panel that it'll be inserted into. And the theme of the mural is Grab Life by the Horns, as you can see, with red roses and a bull. So again, this isn't a historic building, so there's no concerns about painting the brick.
Leah, I'm sorry to interrupt. I apologize for interrupting. What street is it there we're looking at, or what?
This is the lane.
That's the lane. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So I think that I know that the photographer was standing basically at the intersection of the lane and Bull Street. So here's Drayton right here. So if you can imagine, the Henny Penny building is literally right here.
Gotcha. Thank
you. Does that help?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So that this is fairly close to the intersection of Bull and the lane. And here's Henny Penny. All right. So as you can see, unlike the previous one that you saw and what we typically see, this image isn't actually shown, you know, sort of in perspective on the building. And this image appears to be square, whereas this panel is rectangular. So we're asking that the staff is asking that this the proportions be sort of resubmitted to us to match the proportions of the panel here, which appears taller than it is wide. And I think we also feel it would be extremely helpful if that image were superimposed on here so that we can see how the proportions fit. Again, they're proposing bare exterior paint, but no information about the weatherproof and vandalism-resistant coating. This is a different artist, Sophie Tompkins, and they did provide some images of previous work. I guess that one's the same as this one. So these are the two. And again, the applicant is going to be responsible for the upkeep of the mural, and the estimated cost is $3,000. And we did not receive any comments from the public. So staff is recommending approval with these conditions to be submitted to staff within 45 business days. Again, provide a spec for the coating, revise the proportions of the mural to match the recessed brick panel, and show that mural rendering on, even if it's on that same photograph. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Leah. Any questions of staff from the board? If there are no questions, we will hear from the petitioner if the petitioner has any additional things to say about this.
I just wanted to add that for this one, you know, we asked both of the artists to kind of to use our brand as an inspiration, and then we wanted to give them the autonomy to sort of take it where they want to. You know, we don't want to, you know, make them paint exactly what we want them to paint. We want them to, you know, bring their creativity to it. But we did want to use Sophie for the alleyway because she is, her specialty is typography. And because this is so close to Bull Street, we thought that this would be good for pedestrian traffic. We envision probably a lot of people will want to take photos in front of this. We think this is going to be a little bit more of an interactive mural. I'm definitely happy to, we can take a picture like head on too, just to make it a little bit easier. We can impose the mural on there. I'll have her resize it. And just like the last one, happy to, we'll call the manufacturer, the brick manufacturer, and do the weatherproof and vandalism resistant coating, all that stuff. So.
Great. Thank you. And you understood what Leah, the point Leah was also making about the proportions?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Great. Thank you. Any questions of the petitioner from the board on this mural? I there are no questions. And Leah, you said we didn't get any public comment.
Nothing in writing, but there is a hand up.
Okay, so if there is anyone online that would like to speak on this petition, a member of the public, sounds like there is. So if you could just state your name and for the record and your affiliation, if any, please.
He needs to, Hassan, if you can hear, you need to enter your audio PIN so that we can hear you. That was also with the phone number and the code.
We'll wait a minute for that. I can't see anyone. So what's the individual's name?
Hassan Ahmed. I think he called in. That's why you can't see him.
Okay, Mr. Ahmed, we'll if I'm saying your name correctly, we'll wait until you are able to log in with the PIN. While we're waiting, are there any other individuals that we're waiting on? Is this the only one?
It's the only person. Looks like that is no other hands.
Okay.
And he was sent the audio PIN, so hopefully he gets that worked out.
Okay, we do want to hear from the public if there is somebody here. Hopefully you can hear us, but we can't hear you if you have the PIN. Give it another couple of seconds, I guess.
He's just asked a question. Julie, can you see what his question is? I just don't have access to reading his question. I can just see the question mark.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. He's on the phone. We can't really see any typing or anything.
Yeah, he was asking what the PIN is again. So,
do we know that?
So Julie has been sending it to him. So,
okay. We'll leave it open. I'm not going to leave him out, but while we're waiting, I want to make use of the time. Does anyone on the board have any other questions of the petitioner or staff, just to make sure we've covered everything? Is he able to get the PIN number?
I presume Julie sent it to him again.
Okay, I don't want to necessarily put it to a vote until we've heard from the public, but we do have a couple more items on the agenda.
Mr. Ahmed, are you there? I'm not sure what the problem is.
Are you able to see that he's on the line somehow, or?
Yeah, I can see him as an attendee on the phone.
I just don't know. Okay. Mr. Ahmed, we're going to move along. I don't want to leave you out, but if you are able to get the PIN does it look like he connected there? Okay. I think we're going to have to move on here. Unless there's any objections, does anyone want to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, it looks like Hassan just asked a question again.
Yeah, I saw that as well. I don't have some issues here. This is always a fun way to do these meetings. I certainly want to make sure he's able to speak if he would like. I don't want to wait too long.
Julie, was he asking the same question? Bree also said that he can call her.
He's saying the PIN is saying it's invalid. I sent him the correct PIN, and I was just sending him an answer that he should just try calling in by phone.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, if he could just physically call in MPC, we can.
So, yeah, Bree said to call her at 651-1461, and she can translate.
This better be good. I'm just kidding. This is the forum for the public to speak. So I do want to.
Mr. Ahmed, you're connected now. You're just showing self-muted.
Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we have success.
Okay, I feel like I should have a drum roll or something.
Yeah, it better be good. We're all
I just wanted to make a couple comments about the Yamacraw Square renaming. I am calling from New York. I was part of the team that came down from New York to decorate for Christmas when we did our Christmas in Yamacraw event. And I just wanted to chime in on it. I am wholeheartedly in support of it. And I know a bunch of people from our team that came down from New York are definitely in support of it. Basically, we want to try and sort of change the narrative about that area. And we're trying to bring more positive events and things to Yamacraw. So that was one of the reasons why I was so moved to join the team and come down and decorate the First Bryan Baptist Church and the park, of course, which you know is in front of the church for Christmas. And it was a huge success. We were very happy how it turned out. Members of the community came and we engaged with them. The mayor and other elected officials came, and so basically, we were just really pleased with it, and we're so happy that we got a chance to meet Bob Spell, who I think you've spoken to, and Jerome, who is the artist that did the sculptures for the fountain. So I just wanted to chime in on it. A friend of mine sent me the link. So sorry it took me so long to log in. I kept trying to put the pin in, but it wouldn't accept it. So I just wanted to say that little tidbit to you guys.
No problem. We are on to a different item on the agenda, but you will be happy to know that we voted unanimously to recommend changing the name of that. But thank you for your input. We appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry I'm so late. I just got the link a little while ago, so I didn't know you had already moved on, but I'm glad I was able to just put my little two cents in. So no, I'll let you go back to where you were on the agenda.
We appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Happy New Year, everybody. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Okay. Well, his wish has been granted. Does anyone else have any other questions or comments about this item on the agenda, again, which is the 1512 Bull Street? Also, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the installation at 1512 Bull Street.
Is there a second?
This is Lisa. I second that motion.
Okay, we'll go down the list as we do. Eileen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Lisa, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sean, how do you vote?
Since I'm not anti-art, Yes.
Tom, how do you vote? Tom, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I had a little trouble technologically. I vote yes. Yes.
Ashley, how do you vote?
Yes.
And the motion is approved. Thank you all. I can also attest that everyone on this board is pro art. Everyone's concerns and input is totally valid, and that's why we have these meetings. But thank you all, and thank you, Kayla, for your perseverance on this.
No, thank you guys so much. You guys taught me a lot. This was fun. And I will let the record show that none of you, all of you are pro art.
Thanks a lot. Bye, guys. Take care. Okay, we are on to other business. Well, let me ask, has the nominating committee had a chance to meet? Did that happen?
No.
Okay, I had a feeling. Leah, how should we proceed on this?
It'll just have to be postponed till next month.
Okay, so maybe if we do in person, we can have a pre-meeting, or they can have a nominating committee can have a pre-meeting. I mean, I don't know if you all want to just do a conference call or something.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you. May I make a recommendation? I'm sorry, yes. I'm drawing a complete and utter blank. Who's on the nominating committee again?
That's a good question. I think it's you, Lisa, and Tom. Am I correct? I think it's.
I don't think it was Tom, because I thought Tom technically.
Yeah, right. You're right.
He's just filling.
It's not me. It's not me.
Right.
And yeah. Well, I know Lisa was a point of Lisa's role was a point of discussion, if you will, because we needed to know when. So Leah,
that's my
on the nominating.
Yeah, that's a good question, and that's my failing for not remembering. I thought
the nominating committee is Tom, Lisa, and Sean.
Okay, it is Tom.
It says the chairman appointed Tom, Lisa, and Sean.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry, I didn't realize it.
There you have it.
Okay. Then just so that way we can avoid this whole thing, yes. Or may I make a recommendation that I will, and let me also make sure that this is okay, if I just email the Tom and Lisa a Zoom meeting, so that way we can have it and do it, and we'll be all ready to go regardless of what happens between now and February with COVID.
Yeah, does that work? That's a smart, does that work? That's a smart recommendation. Thanks, Sean.
I find that acceptable, very acceptable. And it's probably the most efficient way to do it.
I was going to recommend putting it all in a tree, but we wouldn't get it then.
I realize I'm not I'm anti-tree, not anti-art, I guess. Not that one.
Leah, Pam, I mean, that's an acceptable way for them to meet, correct?
For the nominating committee, yes, it is.
Okay.
And
that is acceptable, even though it's kind of not record. I mean, it's behind the scenes kind of communication.
You all wouldn't be on the record anyway. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, that's right? Only allowed like that for a nominating committee.
Right. Okay.
So it would be. I mean, it would have been a private meeting anyway. So.
Right.
That's true. That's true.
But I mean, that's a good question. I mean, that's a good question, though.
And Lisa, since you're also on the, that is okay with you as well, correct?
That is fine. And I didn't know how to pursue that. And I really forgot. And I apologize. So thank you, Sean, for taking that on to email us.
Yeah,
no problem. I'll have it to the two of you shortly.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate that. That's a perfect solution. Okay, then we will move on to, I'm guessing we're going to table the MPC calendar presentation, or is that still happening?
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep.
Julie,
I need the screen back, though, because I didn't present the calendar to you all in December, right?
Oh.
No, I haven't gotten my calendar yet.
Okay. I'm going to present it right now.
The MPC calendar is the calendar, is the standard in my house. I have, that is the one calendar I have up. So I'm out. I need a new one.
All right. So this year, and I apologize, we didn't, as per usual, we were still making grammar corrections at the beginning of December, which is why you didn't get your presentation and calendar in December. And Bree will mail them to you since we're not in person. Okay. So the 2022 calendar is the 25th anniversary of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. So 25th anniversary, actually, it's right now, it's between the book and the movie. So 25th anniversary. And Aslan, who you've probably never met, but I have to give her and Monica, who's on the line, credit for a lot of the research, and Aslan for the layout. So we started with basically a summary of the novel and the film, and highlighted the cast, and then here, January, we highlighted Bonaventure Cemetery, of course, as a major role in both the movie and the book. Highlighted Jim Williams, who is the center of it. Highlighted the parks and squares that were central to the and this was sort of the impetus for this this year's calendar. Is we everybody's aware, Jim Williams was a pretty avid preservationist and saved many buildings in town in the 80s and 90s. And here we feature some of the buildings that he saved. So, of course, the Lady Chablis and Club One.
Very historic.
Yes. some Savannah locals that were either featured in the film or very important. And this is actually Valerie Bowles. So she is a local root doctor who Minerva from the film was based on. And then Mayor Floyd Adams Jr., who was mayor during that time and instrumental during when Savannah was in the national spotlight due to Midnight. So the Mercer Williams House, of course, where Jim Williams was living during the big to-do that's highlighted in Midnight. The Savannah Society, these are the buildings, but the buildings and groups that were prominent. And the trials, the four trials of Jim Williams. So this is the cast, but this is the actual... This is actually Jim Williams, photo of him. Local businesses featured. And we prominently featured the Armstrong, now called the Armstrong Kessler Mansion, as you know, recently rehabilitated once again, but this was one of Jim Williams's largest, most prominent preservation projects. And ta-da. That's it. Here you guys are.
Oh, our names are on it. Is that usual?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
We weren't on last year's because I actually thought that in my head.
Looking at it. Sean's like, "Where's my name?"
I love it how I'm also set off completely from everyone else. So
you have to be. You have to be. You're a different type of member.
You should have just I'm not going to butcher that. You should just put it all in trees just to really make Tom happy.
So that's, and you all get one, of course, as usual. One for you and one for you.
Hey, I would put Sean on the back of the calendar.
I love how the trees are threatened like every single picture. Wonderful.
So I'm sure you all enjoy reading that. And get anybody have any questions about it this year? No? You're okay. So as usual, we had fun doing that. So, So I did just want to, if you all remember, the chairman and I mentioned to you last month that staff was responsible for approving the repairs to, well, Yamacraw Art Park, now named Yamacraw Square. So the city had applied for repairs to the artwork in there. And there's a lot of correspondence here, but and some new images and some changed images and then some corrected language. And they're going to be in bronze instead of sort of the, and WW Law was added to one of the plaques. So none of the configuration of any of the the work is changing. It was mostly an image, text, and material update. So they'll be bronze now. So the future damage should hopefully be minimized. I just wanted to go over that staff review and decision with you all.
Yes, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so to replace the 16 narrative plaques that were damaged or stolen since their installation in 2006.
And Leah, I do have a quick question, and maybe this should have been a Gordon question, but he did mention the materials are different. Are they affixing them to the concrete any differently, or do you know?
No, so they're bronze now. They're a metal now instead of, they were sort of like a paper.
Yeah, it was sort of like a photographic material. Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was under the impression it was like some sort of, oh, okay. Well, no wonder they didn't stick around very long. Okay.
Right.
Thanks,
right.
Eileen.
I think they were originally supposed to be bronze, because they were originally approved in 1995 by Site and Monument. And sometime between then and their actual installation, 11 years later, the materials changed. Okay. And so now they're actually going to be bronze this time. So
what is that, 3 decades later?
Yeah.
Great.
This is the year I graduated from high school. So
too bad Jerome's still not on the line. We can rub it in. I'm glad this is happening. I thank you thank you for updating us on that as well.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's very exciting. It's great. This will be, the park will be, the square will be brought back to life. So it's very exciting. So
come full circle with the square.
Yes. Yes. Like you said, 3 decades. So,
yeah.
And lastly, Mr. Chairman, I think you had something you wanted to talk about in other business, right?
Yes. And so we do have I'm going to have to go back and find it now. Sorry, bear with me. I had to bring it up in my email. We know that Mr. Ginsheimer is leaving us eventually. First, a point of clarification. Leah, is it understood that you did say that there is a new appointee, correct?
There is a new appointee. Bree is just starting we just received her name and information the other day. So it's Dr. Catherine Kostilnik.
Okay.
We just received her information. So Bree is starting the dialogue with her. So we want to get her trained up and whatnot, and And Tom said he could serve until she was, well, until the spring, he said, right? So hopefully we can get that transition as quickly as possible so that you can get all your free time back, Tom.
Yeah, well, just, you know, keep me informed when you don't need me anymore.
will do.
Okay, so Tom will still be serving until we're otherwise told otherwise. So Tom, we do have a resolution of appreciation for you, and I'm going to read this into the record. Whereas Mr. Thomas Ginsheimer was appointed to the historic site as historic Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission by the City of Savannah in 2012, and whereas during his tenure as a member of the Historic Savannah and Chatham County Site and Monument Commission, I think that should be reworded, he served as vice chair, reflecting the trust and confidence with his colleagues, and whereas during his 10 years of service, Mr. Ginsheimer, on behalf of the citizens of Savannah and Chatham County, provoked thoughtful discourse and provided excellent recommendations, allowing the community to achieve the highest standards for development and growth. And whereas Mr. Ginsheimer's background in architectural history afforded him the special ability to speak for the citizens of his community, demonstrated by a commitment to understand issues and to seek solutions which promised the greatest good for all concerned. And whereas, although Mr. Ginsheimer is leaving the Historic Site and Monument Commission service, he will continue to be an advocate in the community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Historic Site and Monument Commission does hereby express its grateful appreciation to Thomas Ginsheimer for his dedication, professionalism, and service to this commission and to the citizens of Savannah and Chatham County, and be it further resolved that the Historic Site and Monument Commission members extend to Mr. Ginsheimer their thanks for a job well done and best wishes for the future. This says unanimously adopted this 6th of January. I think I might have, should I have taken a vote on that? unless there is any objection, this is unanimously adopted this 6th day of January, 2022. And I'll just add to that, Tom, I mean, you're the, I won't say the old man here,
but you're the, true,
I mean, you've really been an inspiration, and I mean, your insight has been appreciated. I mean, you were here longer than I was, certainly. That's a full decade right there. Yeah. So I really appreciate your insight and your participation, and you will sorely be missed, sir.
Well, those are very, very kind words. You make me sound well better than anyone else has ever. So I do appreciate that. So, I'm very touched, and it's been a pleasure, I must admit, sitting on this council and getting something, feeling like I actually contribute to the community. It is time to go, and I'm not have any regrets, and it's been fun. And thanks, Chris, you're a great chair, and I appreciate all that all of you've done. And that goes back over 10 years too, of all the people that have been involved, and all the staff too, thanks. Let me know if there's anything else I can do in the future. If not, it's been great. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom. I just want to say it's been an honor serving with you. And I if anyone else wants to speak, though, please feel free. I don't know if somebody else was trying to speak there. It's been an honor, Tom. Go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, if I were to describe Tom in one word, it's insightful. So it was an honor serving with you, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks again, Eileen. And I'm surprised. I mean, if you had actually taken a unanimous vote, what would have been most remarkable is if I could get Sean to vote for me. That would have said something.
Mr. Chairman,
Yes, sir.
It's Sean. Thank you. Sorry, it's Sean. I really wanted to object just so that way it could have been
that would have been appropriate.
I still would have. It's been so much fun serving with you, Tom. You're wonderful to work with. It's always an enjoyment. I think part of the reason why these meetings are so much fun is because no matter what it is, even though 90% of the time we agree on everything, we just always have that banter, and I think it's great. It's needed in whatever situation, no matter how you look at it. And the 3 years I think I've been on this, it's been a wonderful, pleasant time serving with you for everything, even if you're anti-tree. What?
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate the fact that, you know, in the past, and Chris can attest to this, it was a lot more contentious in many ways between the members than certainly now. And I certainly much more appreciate working together with people. And even if you disagree, to disagree in a very amenable way, as opposed to the antagonism that actually existed prior to most of you attending, you know, coming onto this committee. So this is the way it should be done. You know, it should be done with agreements and with people wanting to work together. And that's what I think we've been doing in the past few years, despite our sometimes a little bit of differences. Anyway.
Yeah, Tom, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I'll second that. I really appreciate everyone on this board, because it did get very disagreeable. And I mean, I do think, you know, we can disagree without being disagreeable. And I really appreciate all of you for that. And I, mm-hmm. If we weren't disagreeing, we wouldn't be doing our jobs here, but we can do it in a way that's this cordial, and I really appreciate that too. I appreciate you saying that.
Well, and you know, certainly.
Oh, yeah. Well, those days are hopefully long behind us, and whoever comes to replace you, Tom, will never replace you, but we'll...
Yeah, they will.
All right. Well, is there any other business? Anyone else on the board have any other questions, comments, or... And Tom,
Mr. Chairman,
look at you. I just want to say, well, Tom, we're going to get you a physical copy of that, obviously. So,
oh, that would be great. It'd be great to show it to my chair. He'd appreciate that.
Sean, go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, I don't want to drag the meeting on too long, but at the end of last meeting, it was mentioned about the on Waters and Victory, essentially, which was a pre-approved Frida Kahlo mural a previously retroactively approved Frida Kahlo mural, but now it's not that anymore.
The mural that is up right now, I drove by there. The mural that is up right now is the mural that was approved. They just refurbished it.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I thought that it was approved as Frida Kahlo, and when I looked at it, it's not Frida Kahlo. I could be wrong. That's why I know Leah said that she was going to, and I just wanted to check on that one.
I thought it was an approved mural.
No. Right, it was approved, but it was approved to be Frida Kahlo, which is not who it's up there now. Hmm. Does that make sense, Christopher?
So I think that I'm not sure of. Leah, do you know?
My apologies, I forgot.
Okay, it's no problem. No. But you know which one I'm talking about. Right?
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're saying. There, that was approved. You may be right, actually. I'm not clear. I'm not sure on that one, honestly.
What happened was, because it was approved, because I remember the vote. I think that was one of the most contentious votes. Going back to what Tom and yourself were speaking of previously, and it was approved. Then, like I had mentioned at the end of last meeting, it was taken down. Like, there were a couple of months where it was gone, but now there's a new mural back in its place.
Okay, and it's not the same one.
Right, I don't think it's the same one as what was approved. And I think the only reason I know Frida was the name Frida Kahlo was who it's of. Was because Leah had mentioned it, and it's Leah. I'm not trying to say anything negative about you for forgetting. I just wanted to check to see if you had seen about that. That's
yeah,
all.
My apologies. It's been a crazy month. Not that that's an excuse, but I just made myself a note.
I just wanted to ask about that one.
Yep. I just made myself a note, and I will go out and look, and if it is in fact a different one. But I do, like we talked about, I did see that it was gone, and I was like, oh, it's gone. That's too bad, because it was hard fought to get it, you know. But
yeah.
But anyway, if it is a different one, I will pull up that property owner and give her a call and see what we want to do about it.
Okay, thank you, Leah. Sorry, and I'm going to disagree with you on a crazy month. I'm going to go crazy past couple of 2 years, but if you want to just say month, that's fine.
Yes, 2 years, yes.
Thanks, Leah. Any other questions, comments, or other business? Okay, Leah, do we have any petitions for the meeting? Our next meeting is scheduled for February the 3rd. Do we have any petitions for that meeting yet?
Not to my knowledge. Bree, we didn't get any by 5 o'clock today, right?
No, we did not.
Okay, so I'll be in touch if we cancel it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just saying we may or may not have a meeting. So
I presume I don't have any updates on anything else to give you all. So I mean, if you want to meet if we don't have any petitions to vote on that, but vote on the, you know, the new officers, but that could wait to the following month too. So
okay. And I'll just add, I mean, as long as everyone else it seems like everyone else is cool with this, but I think if we could just, we'll pay attention to the COVID numbers, but I think we just remain virtual until otherwise notified, as long as that suits everyone. It's not ideal, but it's definitely safer.
Yes. Okay.
Very good.
Hi, Lee. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Great. Fantastic. Okay, thank you all. Thank you all for your participation. Unless this meeting is adjourned, unless anyone has an objection.